Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, parental advisory is recommended. Oh, shit, just listen.
Huss! Huss!
Huss! SasquatchProWrestling.com.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Help me!
cat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is this your cat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is this your cat?
Mm-hmm. My pussy has no stripes. Besides, it ain't never smelled like that. Call my cat, boys. Call my pussy.
Here, pussy, 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 pussy. Where can you be? Here, pussy, 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 pussy. Come back to me. Here, pussy, 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 pussy. Where do you roam?
Welcome to episode 161 of Chew the Fat. I'm your host, the beast from the Middle East, the Yemeni maniac, the modern-day sheik, Daifullah, the butcher Dobashi. Now, please help a brother out. Download, rate, follow, and subscribe on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Blog Talk Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts from. I made it easy for each and every one of you. For all of our latest links and episodes, go to www.dobashiradiotakedownnetwork.com. Okay, without further ado, I would like to introduce my guest today, one of the original Glow Girls, and this is her first time on this show, and she is the last real Glow champion ever crowned. This is the one and only Helena LeCount. Daisy, welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. How you doing? How you doing, Mr. Butcher?
I'm doing quite fine, especially now that you're on my show. I'm honored to have you on, and it's an honor to have the very last Crown Glow Girl on here. And thanks for coming on. But before we get started, been the first time guest random wheel for your first for the first timer's random question, just to break the ice. Are you ready?
All ready. I am ready.
Okay, this is just gonna just be like Wheel of Fortune. Here we go. All right. Here's the question to break the ice. What is your favorite breakfast cereal and your favorite Saturday morning cartoon growing up?
Well, I would have to say the Munsters, although that's not really a cartoon, but it's kind of, you know, cartoon-ish. And I would have to say, Peanut Butter Crunch.
Oh, Peanut Butter Crunch.
Which is
that?
Crunch, if you...
Oh, Captain Crunch.
Captain
yes,
Crunch.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Do you remember the Do you remember the Saturday morning cartoons like Laugh Olympics and Grape Ape and Hong Kong Phooey? Do you remember those?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And Adam Ant. Adam Ant was
yes.
one of my favorites.
You know, I think what screwed, I remember getting up Saturday mornings, you know, and you'd watch in the morning to about, what, 11 o'clock, and then we get kicked out to go play outside. And I think what ruined it was the Cartoon Network. I told my son, he don't know nothing about cartoons. We had it going on.
Oh,
going
my
up.
Gosh. I tell my kids that, too. Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, definitely.
Like,
and go ahead.
No, do you remember, like, I remember, like, fall time, you know, right before school, and then they'd do like
yeah.
a prime time special, like showing what, all the new cartoons coming up and stuff. And I used to like, oh, yes, yes. Yeah, wow. Reminisce. And then, of course, Hulk Hogan Rock and Wrestling. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, yeah. As soon as I realized what wrestling was, I stopped watching that. The cartoons
yeah.
were gone.
Yeah. Shoot. Anyways, yeah, wow. So, what you actually do with your crown, since I'm sure you have it up on a pedestal and just polishing up. I know I'd be looking at it every day and every night, just reminiscing of me wearing
well,
that crown.
Oh, well, you know, it's on a little pillow where a crown should
Red?
Be.
Yeah. Do you ever play dress up?
With... Oh, my daughter does, of course.
That's awesome. Does she have any aspiring, is she aspiring, sorry, I can't even talk. Is she, does she want to be a professional wrestler when she grows up, like her mommy?
No, but it's funny because she knows everybody's rap from the show, except for mine, of course.
Yeah. Do you keep in touch with any of the Glow Girls?
I do. I talk to Sunny quite often. I talk to Beastie quite often, Matilda, Hollywood, Lightning, Dementia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do. We keep in touch.
That's
one good thing about us all. We try to stay together. You know, we're a sisterhood like no other. You know, there is no other group like us. So we try to stay in touch as best as we can.
Now let's back up a little bit. What was your first recollection of watching wrestling growing up? Were you a wrestling fan growing up when you were a kid?
You know, what caught my eye was, believe it or not, George the Animal and Superfly Snuka, of course.
Yes.
I really wasn't. Those were the two that really caught my eye. And then the Iron Sheik, that's when I started watching it, was probably, yeah.
Hulk
and
Hogan,
Andre the Giant, of course.
The Rock and Wrestling Connection?
See,
is that when you start watching?
By that time, I think I was already
wrestling
outside, goofing around. Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, you hit the age where you're not at home anymore.
Shoot, I remember watching my cousin, rest in peace. He used to come over around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, midnight, and we'd watch Portland Wrestling, and then that was my first glimpse of wrestling. Oh, back up. My parents used to take me to the arena and watch Gene Kaninsky and Ric Flair and all them guys back in the day. Haystack,
oh, how lucky.
But I was a baby, and I'd cry, and my mom said they'd stop going to the wrestling matches because I was crying, you know, because I was definitely scared. But then,
well, yeah,
of course,
I can imagine.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, I became one. When I was about five, then I caught the bug watching Portland Wrestling. Then I remember we got cable, and the first time I saw on Superstation WTBS, the first thing I saw was the Fabulous Freebirds, Power Drive, and Ted DiBiase on the concrete, and Tommy Rich made the save, and there was this mayhem melee in the ring, and I fell in love ever since. I got
Yeah, it's kind of addicting. It's kind of weird because people are like, why do you like that? I'm like, well, why do you not like it? That's the question.
Yeah. What do you watch the product nowadays?
You know, once in a while I do, but I usually work on the big nights that it's on, so I don't record it. But,
oh, okay. I don't record it much. I usually, maybe just to keep up what's going on, I'll have it on DVR. But I remember 3:05 Pacific East or Pacific time, Superstation WTBA. It got to the point where that's when we had the VCRs, and there was no timer. You put on extra long play, and your tape 6 hours. So if you have to leave and it might be a couple hours before it start, you'd hit record and you'd record everything. But I remember me and my dad.
We had everything, yeah.
Yeah. I remember me and my dad, sometimes we'd rush back on Saturday just to watch it. But, yeah,
those were the good days.
I remember I got to the point where I like cutting off the commercials, but then about a year ago I found some old tapes, and I thought the commercials were even more entertaining from back in the day.
Yes, they were real commercials back then, smoking, drinking.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange. It's like, wow, how'd we even make it this far? It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, how do you feel the product of professional wrestling, what it came to be right now? I mean,
it's amazing how far it's come. It's amazing how far it's come. And I really think that whole Wendy Richter thing, that's kind of what opened it up for ladies, I think.
Oh, yes, yes. With
when
Cindy
she
Lauper.
Came out, you know, and, oh, yeah. I mean, it drew attention to it, and a little bit, you know, it gave it a little bit of something because she was kind of like the only one out there doing that on the TV anyways, you know, pretty much. I thought she was great. I thought it was great.
Now, when your time in GLOW, and
yes,
who was like the policeman of the locker room? Who was the one that kind of kept everyone in check, or was people afraid to challenge?
Oh, that's Mountain Fiji.
Really?
Mountain Fiji. Oh, yes.
Yep. Any good Mountain Fiji stories?
Well, anytime any of us got in any kind of trouble, it would be she's the one who would come to the rescue always. So, I mean, we got in trouble with the brownie incident one time.
What is that?
And, oh, somebody made some brownies. You know, it was
gotcha.
In the day, you know? And then,
hey, it's legal now.
It is legal now. It's crazy. but at that time, it was not. And, you know, she was like, who made this? And nobody was going to say anything at that point. Nobody wanted to say anything because, you know, nobody's going to want to really go up against Emily Doll, the fabulous Mount Fiji.
So there was pretty pretty tight ship, you know, with rules and stuff.
Oh, definitely, definitely. We had a lot of rules. We had a lot of curfews, you know. You had to be home by a certain time or you got fined. You really got fined.
Wow. Wow.
And no talking, you know, to each other, you know, no good at talking with the bad, of course.
Right. That's what's missing nowadays. That's
the standard stuff. Well,
yeah.
it keeps it separate like it's supposed to be.
Well, you know, speaking of like kayfabe, I think it's still alive. Just.
Yeah.
But I think what really ticks me off when it's either the wrestlers nowadays, either they're not educated or they just don't care. And that really bugs me. That really bugs me. And I'm not all of them, but there's some, you know.
Yeah, some don't
trained.
Have any type of. Yeah, and they don't have any kind of character at all. They just
kind of look
like a guy off of. It's just like some dude out of the audience. You're like, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. What's your opinion on this? Okay. Here's a subject. That. One of my biggest, I remember when I was training, we couldn't even step on the mat, wrestling mat, without wrestling boots on. And
Oh yeah.
Unless,
you had to have something.
Yes. And unless you're John Cena, I mean, there's exceptions to, you know, every rule. That's his gimmick, that people just go to Hot Topics, you know, and just.
Oh, and they get any old kind of shoes. Yeah, no. Wrestling
yeah.
boots or sneakers or barefoot. That was it.
Yes, yes. And that's just like, come on now. I mean, I was on a show
wrestling
one time.
Wrestling boots makes the appeal. Don't you think that the boots make it part of the huge appeal of the whole wrestling thing? The boots? The
yes.
boots are what part of what makes it amazing.
And
I'm fortunate enough to, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. As you're saying, you're fortunate enough, what?
I'm fortunate enough to have inherited Queenie's wrestling boots because she no
That's
longer,
awesome.
You know, has use for them. So I have a couple pair of her wrestling boots made by, I don't even know what the gentleman's name is. He's a very famous boot maker that everybody got their boots done by.
Was it Bar Boots? K&H?
No, I can't. I would have to ask her. I think it was a one gentleman.
Oh, okay.
One man who used to make them. I don't really know what. I'll have to ask her what that is. But, yeah, so, I mean, I have some blue ones and two different type of blue, like bright blue. You know, old school
That's
ones
awesome.
With the white bottoms that you can't
yeah.
wear outside because it'll ruin
yes.
if you do. You know
yes.
the kind. They don't really make those anymore. They make them now with some kind of gripping on the bottom, more like so you can wear them out of the ring.
Oh yeah, I still get the old school ones. I get mine at
yeah.
I got one guy. I got one of my pairs from Puerto Rico, but I got a guy in Mexico that makes me one makes mine.
I think that's where the guy is who makes these boots. I want to say he was in Mexico, too.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, speaking of attire, and that's another thing. I tell the guys, or tell, not, I'm not saying everyone, but a lot of these, I don't know if they're, like I said, properly training or what. Don't go mingle in the crowd. If you want to be in the crowd, buy a ticket. Or I always, even to this day, when I go to independent scene, I wear a suit. I say, you got to dress like a superstar.
Oh, really?
You got to, yeah.
Well,
I might not
true.
Wear a tie. I might not wear a tie or anything all the time, but I'll put on some slacks, a sport coat. I say, you got to either, you know, come in your gimmick or dress like a superstar. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
be
perception.
Classy or something. Yeah, yes. You got to be classy.
Different. Yes. Yes. We are.
Well, plus you want to be classy as well, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Another, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place, but
that's okay.
the last show I was on, you know, my real name is Dave Debashi. So my whole thing is I revamp my gimmick, which I am a real American. So when
right.
I, like, a lot of times, either before or after my match, I'll sing Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and One Nation Under
right.
Allah. Visible, and it's funny, the veterans will still stand up, and it's like a mixed crowd. So after the show, I was walking to my car, and this guy, I think it was with his granddaughter, he comes up to me. He goes, you know, and I'm not going to insult the you know, fans' intelligence, but I still stay in character. And she said, yeah, he goes, yeah, I like what you do, but my granddaughter hates you. And I was like, awesome.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I'm thinking awesome. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, but he kept on saying I was Italian. I might look it, but, and I was like, so I whipped out my license. I said, see, this is my name, Dayfula Debashi. And he goes, oh, an Italian name. So he's kind of ticking me off, right? And he just wanted to find something fake, you know? So then I said, can I give your granddaughter a history lesson? I was trying to piss him off, right? So I go, you want a history lesson? I said, you know, people like me are not terrorists. The real terrorists are the Europeans that came to North America and raped and pillaged the Native Americans and stole America from them. The Europeans are the real terrorists, right? And then I'm waiting for the grandpa to say something. She just looks at me, and he goes, you know what? You're absolutely right. And he goes, by the way, I'm part Native. I think, I can't win, but I thought it was. Anyways, I kind of went on a little rant. My last little rant. This is your show.
It's our show. It's our show.
Okay, but you're the guest. I don't want to. I don't know how we got pet peeves. So I'm sitting here, and I won't say this girl's name, but we're sitting there, and she was like, oh, look, it was Ric Flair's daughter wrestling someone. Oh, look at those. That is so fake. Look at that. And I'm like, and she was just doing that to kind of piss me off because she knows I wrestle, right? And I just sat there. And then next thing you know, about a week before, she fired her dad on TV, right, at work. So then I'm sitting here listening. And then she goes, ain't that girl that fired Ric Flair, her dad? What a bitch, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, one hand, she's like a biggest mark. She's saying it's fake, but then she falls for the storylines. I don't know. That's another
big thing. Of course.
Yeah.
that is irritating, yes.
Well, since we're talking about pet peeves, you got any pet peeves?
Oh, my goodness. In life or, you know?
Wrestling or in life.
Yeah, people who can't follow a simple sign. That irritates me like nothing in the world.
Like, example?
Like, don't sit here, like, okay, no eating here, and then you're sitting right underneath the sign that says no eating, and you're eating. That's the kind of stuff that bothers me. That's probably petty in your world, but in my world, that irritates me to death. Or do not, okay, where I work down on Hollywood and Highland, and we have the fifth floor. You're not allowed to go onto the fifth floor, and there's a big sign there. You have to move the sign to go up the steps to get up there. So when people come up there, I'm like, this is a private floor. Oh, well, we didn't know. I said, well, you moved the sign to friggin' come up the stairs. What do you mean you didn't know? You had to move the sign to come up here. That's the kind of stuff that bothers me.
Oh, yeah. People just, I don't think, yeah. Or
they just deliberately stupid for some reason.
Like, you see, I see this all the time where this construction says sidewalks close and people just keep on walking. I'm just laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm trying to think if I have
where
any
are
more
you?
Tips.
Where are you at? Where are you located?
Me? Seattle, Washington.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. I have family in Oregon. So it's
oh, do
nice
you?
Up there in that area. Yeah.
What part
Portland,
of Oregon?
Portland, Beaver Creek, and Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah,
and
are
then
you
we
in
have
Portland,
Idaho.
Mark?
Idaho family. I'm in L.A.
Nice. Yeah, one of my good friends, he just tried to call me. He's in Boise, right out of Boise.
Oh, okay. Our family's in Boise and Idaho City.
Oh, okay. I might be going up there just to visit.
Kind of it's like a little gold mining town. Idaho City is a tiny little gold mining town.
Yeah. You ever been to the what's that water park right there?
Where?
Cedar Point in Idaho.
No, I've never.
Coeur d'Alene. Oh yeah, there's water park in Coeur d'Alene. Yeah, right.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
No, I have not even been to Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, okay, yes. I went there 1/4 of July, me and my son, and went to the water park on the 3rd and stayed there for the 4th. It was pretty fun. But,
oh, that's nice.
Well, you know, believe it or not, you know, I put out a tweet and I got a handful of emails for you if you'd like to.
Oh, sure.
Okay, and I got to find my little AOL sound effect, and I can't find it. Oh, right here.
You've got mail.
Okay.
Oh, I've got mail.
Yeah.
Probably the only mail I'm going to get today.
No, I'm sure you got a lot of mail somewhere. I'm sure.
Oh, mm-hmm.
All right, this one's from Billy with the IE. Mrs.
Hey,
Daisy.
Billy, with the IE.
Yeah. Daisy, what season were you on GLOW, and how did you become a GLOW girl, and what was the process?
Well, I was on the 3rd and 4th season of GLOW. After the 2nd season, they kind of disbanded, and some of the girls went off to join another wrestling group, PAL, along with David McLean, and 4 or 5 of the original girls stayed, and then we regrouped, and that the outcome of that is, you know, Sunny, Roxy, Lightning, Daisy, Gremlina. So I was in the 3rd and 4th season, and how I got introduced to GLOW, I was already watching a little bit of it. Actually, a friend of mine's children were watching it, and they would say, you
uh-huh.
should go do that. And I was like, no, I'll get mad if they pull my hair. And I just happened to be in a casting office, and Matt Simber, the director, was in there, and he came out from the back, and he said, would you like to, you know, try out for GLOW? And I already knew what it was, so I was like, okay. So he told me to go to Vegas, and I took a friend along with me. As you know, that would turn out to be Beastie the Road Warrior. So her and I took
off
to Las Vegas, and we tried out, and the rest is history.
Wow. So I remember watching that wrestling block at night. It was like WWF, NWA, and then some AWA, then it was GLOW, and then I remember POW. So was there, you're saying, was there like a split with GLOW or some kind of,
yes.
you know,
yes.
falling out? Is that what happened?
Yes. There was a parting of the ways with behind the scenes, and, you know, David McLean and
uh-huh.
Matt Simber or whoever didn't see eye to eye, so David left, and he took what girls wanted to leave with him, left with him. But they were apparently told they couldn't come back if they left.
Oh.
And they left. And the ones that stayed were Nanuchka, Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Mountain Fiji. Vine for a minute. And Sally, the farmer's daughter. And then Babe, the farmer's daughter, she kind of stayed as well. She wasn't Babe at that time. She was something else on Pal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I remember watching. I watched Glow, and they had a. What was Tina Ferrari? What was she in Glow? Was she Tina Ferrari in Glow?
She was Tina Ferrari. Yes, she was Ivory
and then she was,
in WWE.
Yeah, but then I thought she went to didn't she go to POW and she was under a different name?
Tina Ferrari? I'm not sure what her name was in that.
Yeah, because I thought it was weird. I saw, because of course, you know, the fans didn't know what was going on. I remember you'd watch Glow, and then next thing you know, you'd seen a Glow girl on POW, but their name was a little different. I always thought that was weird, but back then,
yes.
You know, I didn't put two and two together. But well, that's wow. Okay. Well, thanks for the education.
Sure.
And when you were at the casting call, were you there just trying to be an actress
I was doing background work at the time. Extra work.
Oh, okay.
I think it was like one of the first or second places I went to when I started. It just was like a weird fluke thing, I guess.
Right. And was Mondo one of the trainers? Mondo Guerrero?
Mondo. I trained with Mondo when I was going to do a different show. That's so funny. Because he was gone by that time. So I was trained. I trained with some of the girls, original girls. And then we had another trainer named Benny Diamond. He showed up on, the fourth season, maybe? Third or fourth.
Well, now,
yeah, he showed up. Go ahead.
Now, did you ever think that Glow, people would be talking about it in 2018 in your wildest dreams? Or?
Not at all. I really didn't think anybody was even seeing it because they didn't allow us. We never were allowed to wrestle in California ever, or L.A.
Why?
They didn't really want us to know how popular we were, because then they would have to actually maybe pay us money.
Oh wow! So it was just like the regular professional wrestling business,
We made zero money. Can I tell you that all the wrestling all the wrestling that you've probably done in all your traveling, you've made more than we made.
And we don't make very much.
It's funny because a lot of wrestlers don't like us. They think we made a lot of money. We made no money. We made no money. We made like $150 a week for training 8 hours a day. They paid for our apartments and our food, and we got like $150 a week.
Now, how do you pay your bills?
We didn't have bills. They paid for our apartments and food. We ate at the Riviera Hotel every day. We didn't have bills.
Well, I meant bills. Okay. I was thinking like outside, you know.
Most of us lived in Vegas. You know, some girls stayed here and flew back and forth. But for the most part, most of these girls were from the middle of nowhere. They had no family out here. They were all by themselves. We were all just thrown in together from all over the place. We picked up girls on tour. You know, girls were coming from wherever. You know, we had girls from Tennessee, girls from Virginia. You know, we had people from all over the place. New Orleans that we picked up on tour. So, yeah, it was a bunch of girls with no family. We only had each other.
Wow. And that's why you guys are probably as close as you, that's why you guys are so close today, you know, going through
it
all that.
It is.
Yeah, that's odd. Yeah. Okay, well.
Yeah,
okay,
no, we made no money. Popular demand. Yeah. I mean, even when we did the special shows, somebody got that money. I never got
any money
for being on Card Sharks. I never got money to be on Card Sharks. I never got money being on whatever talk show I was on.
How about merchandise?
No. We got nothing. We didn't have merchandise. Somebody wanted to make dolls of us, we heard, through rumors.
Uh-huh.
We would hear
uh-huh.
rumors about stuff. They didn't want us to know anything because they didn't want us to know we were popular.
Oh, so you guys could get controlled pretty much.
Oh, we were completely controlled. Completely controlled. But, you know, none of us knew any better. It was out of the state of California. It was Nevada. We was a bunch of girls. We didn't even know what was going on. We only, you know what I'm saying? So every single day was something new and
Learning experience.
And so there was no time to ask questions. You kind of were just going day to day to day to day through it. Like, does that make sense?
But
a little bit? It was like a whirlwind.
I bet at that time, though, you guys were digging it, though. You know, didn't you guys feel like you're on top of the world?
No, because we didn't know how popular we were. Nobody knew anything. I mean, we went on tour and stuff, and but we still didn't know how popular we were.
Wow. Well, you guys do know now.
Yeah, now. it's a day late and a couple dollars short, but it's nice anyways.
But you know what?
I appreciate it. I appreciate all the fans.
But, you know, I know you guys got, you know, projects in the works and, you know, you learn from the past and, you know, who knows, something, you know, big might, you know, about to happen and you could go back and think about your journey to, you know, where you guys end up. You know what I'm saying? It's like we worked hard for what we got today and you guys will
definitely
reap the benefit,
but ask
you know.
Me, would I do it again? Ask me, would I do it again? And I would
do
it all over again. Just
there you go.
I would do it exactly the same. Unfortunately, it was a learning experience. It was a sisterhood experience. And I would do it again, just the way it was.
And
even though we didn't make
any
money, I still would do it again just because, you know.
Well, I really think, and I'm saying this wholeheartedly, I think you guys should be in the WWE Hall of Fame. And I think they should at least, you know, put Glow on the network and let the new generation see the new stuff, not the new, you know, I mean the old stuff, the real Glow, none of, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I think
they don't really know what we are.
Right.
They don't really, the new people watching that series, they have no idea.
You know, just like I was telling Patricia, I remember watching it, and I went in there with a bad attitude watching it. I was like, because I heard it was nothing like, you know, how you know, it was really, really nothing about Glow.
Right.
But, I mean, I saw little characteristics of some of the characters,
but,
you know.
A few things.
Right.
I really think they tried to play it super safe.
Yes.
But you can't say it's not about us when the first thing you say is, this is Glow, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Who are the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling? I am. Jeannie is. Sunny is. So you can't say the show is not about us directly, whether you put our likeness on there or not. It is about us directly. Personally, it is.
Yeah. I mean, I remember watching it, and I wanted to be pissed off, but then I start watching it, and I say, you know, okay, I'll take it for what it was. And it was actually a great series. As long as I didn't think about
it. I binge-watched it a week ago.
Really? I binge-watched it, you know, a few months back. But, yeah, I binge-watched it. Yeah, it was
I loved
good.
It. I watched it. I loved it. I loved it. I watched it. I cried once or twice.
Yeah.
And, you know, hit a nerve and, you know, hit my heart and made me think of certain things that definitely lots of things came up, you know.
Oh, I bet.
It's what they did is they mashed it up. They tried to scramble it around using the same things but in a different order.
Right. Yeah, I think I kind of seen that in some of the characters too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I can't. I think I saw, was it Big Voodoo Mama or something like that?
Big Bad Mama. Big Bad Mama.
Yeah, Big Bad Mama. I seen shades of her in the series.
Right.
And
well, it's funny because the one girl drives a limo, a big white limousine.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I used to drive. I had a giant white Lincoln Continental that was just the same size as that I used to drive everybody around in. I'm serious.
Wow.
When that, just certain things, I was like, what the fudge? What the hell? That's my freaking car.
Someone did some homework.
You know, just certain stupid things, you know.
Wow.
But anyway.
All right, here's another email from Betty, and this one goes.
All right, Betty.
Yes, Betty. How did you come up with your gimmick in Glow, and what are your thoughts about the Netflix Glow series?
Well, I love the Netflix Glow series, and the best, you know, the best form of flattery is imitation, and I think their acting is great. They're really adorable. We did get to meet quite a few of them when we went to the Raw thing. And I thought they were great. Very sweet. They're doing a great job. I can't wait for the second season to see where it goes. And for our characters, we kind of got some guidance from our director, of course. He saw in each one of us something that has to do with our character. In my case, I'm very nice person, but you know, I'm sure if I get pissed off, I could probably hurt you if I choose to. I think, you know, he takes a little bit of everything and puts it all together, and then we kind of run with it after that in whichever direction we chose, pretty much.
Did you girls, like, if you didn't like it, were you able to voice your opinion?
No, because I did not want to be Daisy on a leash.
Gotcha.
What girl wants to do that? You want to be like something beautiful,
right?
Or you know what I mean? Something.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
I wanted to be a mermaid or something like that. I don't even know, but I know I didn't want to be Daisy on the leash. And Matt, the director, said, "But you don't know, you're going to be an actress like Meryl Streep. Oh my God, the kids are going to love you and they're going to scream for you." And I'm like, he was right. He was totally right. The whole thing was right. He was right. Yeah, definitely. They cried when I came out because, you know, they were upset that I was being treated the way I was being treated, and that's exactly what he wanted, and he was a genius.
Now, I think that was that question? Yeah. What was I going to say? Now, what role did the managers, was it Sylvester Stallone's mother? And then what was it, Miss Kitty? Was she
Aunt
the other
Kitty.
Manager?
Aunt Kitty.
Aunt Kitty.
Aunt,
now, what
yes,
were they
Aunt
like?
Kitty.
What were they like?
Oh, Aunt Kitty was awesome. We were only around Mrs. Stallone when, like, the Inquirer came or some big newspaper, then she would show up. But other than that, she wasn't too much ringside with us, like, maybe the first season. I'm not really sure how it went the first season, but we didn't see too much of her, I didn't think, but we did see Aunt Kitty quite a bit because I'm pretty sure she was related to Matt Simber some way, like really his aunt.
Oh, okay. Now, did Stallone, did she, Miss Stallone, what, did she have any stakes in Glow, or she was just there as...
I don't know the specifics of that. With the first couple years, she might have had a different type of deal with them.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know. But I do know that they would drop off Sylvester's son, Sage. He would be at the tapings all the time. You can see him in our tapings in the third and fourth season running around the outside of the ring. Because he
was supposed to love.
Well, he loved Glow. No, he was obsessed with Glow and he loved Hollywood. So whenever... Yeah, you can see him outside the ring running around and stuff. People are like,
that's
who is this kid? Oh, that's Sage Stallone.
Okay, let's see. Here's another one here from Sue. It says, Hey, Sue. Dabashi, keep up the good work. And the question is for Daisy. Do you have any fun road stories to share?
Oh, let me see. Well, we went to Baton Rouge and decided we wanted to go to New Orleans to a club called, oh my God, what the heck is that club called? I don't even remember, but it didn't open until midnight. So we got Tony to drive us there in this beat up old motorhome. And we all got super buzzed and we have to leave the first thing in the morning on a bus to continue on our tour. And we get lost on the way home. Everybody's throwing up in this motorhome and we're lost. And we get back finally and we have 10 minutes to pack.
Ten minutes
to pack to get on to the bus. And everybody was sick and throwing up. And, oh, yeah, it was really bad.
Do you guys ever play pranks on each other, rib each other, while you're on the road?
We did a lot of, prank phone calls, a lot of knocking and running down the hallways of the hotel. Until, somebody complains. But we did a lot of, flipping and wrestling in the rooms, of course. The best place to practice your, And our first wrestling matches live were Laughlin. Laughlin, Nevada was our first wrestling live. And so most of us were still learning, so we just put the beds together and practiced as well as we could. Well, the short girls, of course, but not the tall girls, because, I can't be jumping on the bed without, hitting the ceiling in some way.
Now, did you guys travel a lot? Were all the TV shows taped at the casino, or were they, on the road being taped?
They taped a lot of the stuff that when we were on tour, but most of the stuff was recorded in the third and fourth season in a big warehouse. It used to be a Zodi's department store, but that had closed down. So we had already been kicked out of the Riviera by then. The third and fourth season didn't get to live in the Riviera because they already got kicked out from the first two seasons. So
Why'd they get kicked out?
Well, because they're running through the hotel and stuff, wild through a hotel. Yeah, and you live there? How could you not, Yeah.
Wow.
We didn't live at the hotel, but we were still there every single day because we ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the buffet.
Oh, I bet. Wow. Okay. Let's see here. This one, this is a good list, and I love her name, Jelly Jelly. And, goes, when watching the Netflix series Glow, how did it make you feel that the Glow name is being used but not the true Glow story? I feel that the Glow girls should be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. Well, what's your thoughts? Devashi, keep your show up. I enjoy it, Jelly Jelly. So I guess the first question is, watching the Glow series on Netflix, how did it feel not, actually having the Glow story?
It was a little painful. It's a little bittersweet. In the beginning, it was more difficult than now because, like I said, nobody told us they were even doing that. Nobody said anything to us, and it kind of just popped out, and we were like, what the heck?
Now, how did they were able to use the Glow name? Did someone sell it to them?
I believe Ursula, which is Babe, the farmer's daughter, she has the trademark rights to it right now somehow. We don't know really how she got that.
So she's getting paid.
She's getting probably a consulting fee of some sort, and maybe she leased the name to them for whatever amount of time.
Gotcha.
And who knows? Nobody really knows the business dealings except for her. Anybody can speculate or say she's making $1 million. Come on now.
And another part is we already talked about
that. Oh, the WWE. I don't get the WWE thing. I don't see where we would. I believe that there's girls who wrestled for the WWE who should get in there before we do. We didn't really do anything for the WWE per se, like work for their company.
Well, Ivory, Lisa Moretti, she gave a shout out to Glow.
She did, yes.
That was awesome.
She did, and she did work for the company, and she earned that spot. She sure did, but I really don't feel like we should, the rest of us who didn't earn that spot. I mean, we earned a spot in the sense of we opened the door for women's wrestling and,
Yeah, I could see that, but still, I mean, you guys did some kind of paving, for the, women wrestling,
We sure did, especially for the divas and all that stuff,
Yes.
Definitely.
So,
that is definitely true.
I still think they should be, if Drew Carey and Kid Rock and all these other guys could be, I can understand why they were on WWE.
They're in the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, the celebrity ring. They got Mike Tyson. Well, they
Are you freaking kidding?
Yeah. Well, Mike Tyson, he did something a while back in Attitude Era, but they had Drew Carey. He was a host of Raw. And they even had him on there. Of course, they had Pete Rose, because I remember every SummerSlam, he used to get Tombstone pretty much. But, yeah, they have a celebrity ring, wing. And
oh, wow.
But,
that, I think we could be in.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. At least something. But I really think they should air Glow on WWE Network. They need content. And I think it just...
Oh, definitely. I think it would sure get a lot more hits.
More audience.
Sure.
Let's, you know,
just because of the oddity, right?
Yes.
Just because of the oddity of it and them going, oh, my God, this goes with that show. Oh, now I get it.
Exactly. All right. We got one from Jesus, or Jesus, excuse me.
Jesus.
Love your show and love the stuff between you and Max Burnside. Oh, that's the guy I've been feuding with. Well, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Daisy, if you were going on a 3-hour tour and you were shipwrecked on a deserted island, who would you want to be stranded with? Who would you want to be the 6 other castaways? And that was from Jesus.
That's funny, because if I got to pick, they would have to all have a purpose. So I would have Sam and Dean be my, you know, they would be like, you know, the watch dudes. And then I'd have to have like a cook person. So I'd have to have like a famous chef of some sort, like Ree Drummond. She'd be fine. She'd be good.
Uh-huh.
She could cook.
Okay.
And of course I'd have my two kids, because I love them so much.
There you
go. I would have to have, you know, somebody's got to sing on the island. So, unfortunately, George Michaels has passed away, but he would do, because he can sing lots of different things. Wouldn't be stuck with one, you know. He can do lots of different numbers. And, gosh, I don't know who else.
So, with that cash, you guys would probably want to stay on that island.
Exactly. I mean, I got to be comfortable, right?
Right.
I don't want to have to cook. I've been cooking all this time. I'm going to have somebody cook for me. You know, remember Survivor? The one dude, you know how Survivor works. There's one dude who does all the catching of the fish. And then,
Yeah,
that's the way I'd have that set up.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about Afterglow. What's going on with the Afterglow? Explain to the listeners.
Well, Afterglow is where we connect with our fans via cruises and little parties, like we're having a party here for the Netflix viewing on June 29th. And there's also a lovely play going to be happening with several of the Glow casts.
In September, right?
Yes. Well, yes,
I think I'm
late
gonna...
in the fall. Definitely in the fall.
I think I will
I think
be on that one.
That's going to be... Christopher Carver is going to be it's going to be a musical play with the Glow Girls, and it'll be Christopher Carver, and that's through Roxy. Roxy is the queen of Afterglow, and she's responsible for all of our, you know, meetings with our fans and all that stuff. And we like to keep close to the fans. We like to meet our fans, you know. Without them, we wouldn't be.
Nice. Oh, now, how was the cruise? That was another thing I was going to go on, but I was already booked to wrestle somewhere that weekend. And at
unfortunately,
this anniversary
I didn't
show.
Get to go on it. I didn't get to go on
didn't?
The cruise.
Oh,
I had to work. No, because I had, at that time, I always work on the Oscars. I have a job, and I work the Oscars every year. So when it falls on that same time as the cruise. So, yeah, I'm kind of trapped in doing the Oscars when it's there, which it is every year.
Did you go to the CAC, Cauliflower Alley Club?
I didn't get to go this last year.
Did you go the year before when you guys got inducted?
I did.
Awesome.
I went the year before, and I went not the year before, but then the year before that. And I'm going to go
awesome.
This year coming up.
Yeah, I
think the cruise
never...
fell on a funny date, didn't it?
Yes, it was yes, it did. It did. I plan on, I had B. Brian Brer on the show a few weeks ago, and I told him I was planning on, I'm going to get my lifetime membership and all that good stuff, but I'm going to, 99.999999% chance of, I never been to Vegas before. I've been in the airport, you know, on you know, between flights, but I've never been to Vegas before, and I'm overdue.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
never.
Crazy.
Yep. I've been to Reno when I was younger, but Vegas, no. But I don't know. Well, hey, I would like to play some award association with you. I got 10
sure.
words I'm going to say, and you blurt out anything you want that comes in your mind.
Okay.
So, okay. David McClain.
Uh-huh.
David McClain.
Funny. Funny.
WWE.
Exciting.
Netflix.
Let's say that one last.
Okay. Afterglow.
Yay, I love it.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Funny.
Mountain Fuji.
I love her. She's a heart. When I think of her, I think of a heart.
Awesome. Roseanne Barr.
Very loud.
Ice.
Cold.
Peanut butter.
Did you say ice? You said ice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, ice. I-C-E, yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Ice. You said peanut butter? I say
uh-huh.
bananas.
And jelly?
Jelly, let's see. Ooh, jelly's good on ice cream.
There you go, okay. Netflix.
I'm not sure how to say that one. You know, it just goes blank when that pops up. I don't know what it is.
You know,
how about,
you know,
let's call that, go ahead.
How about, I will put an asterisk by it, and when you're on again, I'm going to bring that up again.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're running out of time here, so before we go, please give out any shout-outs, plugs, social media links, or anything else you want the fans to know. Just take it away.
Well, shout out to Roxy and all her hard work. Shout out to Patricia and all her hard work. Shout out to all the fans out there. And you can find me on Facebook along with all the other ladies. And that's about it. We love you all. Thank you, Mr. Butcher. We love you too. Without
aww.
All you guys, we wouldn't be here.
Well, oh, I forgot to play
and
the shout-out.
Thanks
shout
for
out.
Having me on. Okay.
That was the shout-out. That was the shout-out sound effect I forgot to hit. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yay.
I didn't mean to break you up. No, it was a pleasure to
nope,
have you on.
Thank you so much for having me. Anytime.
Oh, no. Oh, great. Well, you know, everyone, please spread the word about the show. You go to our website for our latest link. What's that?
We love the Glow Netflix. We do love the Glow Netflix.
Yes.
And we'll
Glow
be seeing
Netflix.
Them. And, yeah, whoever can show up to the party at Roxy's house, I'm sure she'll be thrilled to have you all.
Hey, Roxy, it wasn't me that invited everybody.
Just don't give them the number.
Well, just, you know, for the latest links and episode, go to www.DebaucheRadioTakedownNetwork.com. And remember, follow, subscribe, rate, and review. Go on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Every little bit helps, and all it's free. It was my pleasure. I think I found myself a new flower. Easy. So every time
hey.
I see one, I'm thinking about you.
Yay. And then we'll meet soon, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Bomb, man. 29.
Why?
I got a wedding. Because.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they're going to record it. It'll be recorded. I think a friend of mine's going to come and record it as well.
What's that? The party?
Yeah.
That's even worse. Then I wish I was really there. I'm just joking. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's probably going to be some Netflix people there, hopefully. And then, you know, Mr. Samo will probably be there doing interviews, and there'll be other people interviewing. And
that's awesome.
It'll be
that's
fun.
That's awesome. Well,
lots of photos.
And who else? And who else knows what could happen that night? It's going to be one spectacular event.
That it will.
All right. Well, you know, like I said, thank you, Daisy, and.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure, and we will. Oh, no problem. I will definitely see each other soon. And I just want to say love everyone out there. Until next time, ring the bell.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
That's all, folks.
This has been a Seesaw Dynamite production.
Ha! 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 The Washington Radio Takedown Network.com.
Sasquatch Pro Wrestling.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails. Betrayed.